Well, hello and welcome. Welcome everyone to this live telephone town hall meeting that we have for you tonight. I see we have some folks on the line with us right now. I want to thank you all so much for joining us here early. Please go ahead and stay on the line as we continue to connect to more and more of your neighbors in the city of Anna. So if you're just answering the phone now, hello. Good evening and welcome to this very special live telephone town hall meeting. Standing by, we have Councilmember Stan Carver, liaison to the Parks Advisory Board, Neighborhood Services Director Mark Marchand, and Park Planning and Development Manager Dallin Walker, who will be providing everyone on tonight's call with important information regarding planning and development. We will then spend the rest of our allotted time tonight answering questions from all of you in our listening audience. So with that being said, we want to hear from you. So we encourage you to participate by asking questions. The way to get your question in line tonight is by pressing 0 on the keypad on your phone. Again, that's pressing 0 to submit your question. We will be taking your questions live. However, if you would prefer me to read your question over the air, I will be more than happy to do so. Simply let your operator know that that is what you prefer. So either way, press 0 to submit those. We're also looking to expand our email list. You can press 7 to provide one of our operators with your email to stay as up-to-date as possible moving forward. The City of Anna is also interested in your feedback tonight. So throughout the call, we do ask for your participation in several polling questions. When the time comes to vote in those, simply use the numbers on the keypad on your phone. I'll also encourage you to grab a piece of paper and something to write with, as we will be sharing some important announcements with you throughout tonight's call. I'm going to run through this once again here since we are just about continued with our dial out here. We're just about completed, so I want to go ahead and just welcome more of our neighbors in the city of Anna. First thing tonight, you will hear from Councilmember Stan Carver, liaison to the Parks Advisory Board. Then we will get right into answering your questions, and we encourage you to ask, so please don't hesitate to press 0 right now or at any time throughout our call tonight. We will be taking your questions live after you speak with one of our operators, but if you would rather not go live, simply let your operator know and I will read that over the air for you. So again, either way, press 0 to ask your question. And lastly, please go ahead and press 7 to join the city's email list for any future updates. So without further ado, looks like we have everybody on the line with us right now. I'd like to officially get this call started off by turning it over to Councilmember Liaison to the Parks Advisory Board, Stan Carver. Stan, please take it away.
All right. Thank you, Taylor, and thank you everyone who's joined us this evening. As far as we know, this is the first Parks telephone town hall meeting the City of Anna has ever performed. So we're making history here. I do want to thank our City Council, our 7 Parks Advisory Board members who volunteer their time to develop our parks program and do our best to represent all the citizens of Anna. And I also want to thank our 17 Neighborhood Services city employees who take all of these directions and ideas and all that and create just a wonderful community to live in. He didn't ask me to do this, but I remembered that this is his 2-year anniversary here in about 2 weeks. Mark Marchand came on board, I think it was during COVID, right?
It was.
And he didn't let that stop him. And as of tonight, you'll get to see all of the things that are underway. I do want you to know that we're grateful that the neighbors voted for the bond. And we're going to get to share some of the items that have come from that. No question is off limits, I believe, for parks this evening, so please feel free to ask. And without any further ado, I think we should start answering some questions.
Sounds good. Well, thank you so much, Councilman. And before we start with questions tonight, I want to share our first announcement of the night. You can enjoy Thursday evenings in Anna at Slater Creek Park with free live music and games in a family-friendly atmosphere. There will be plenty of food to choose from, like Best Wings in Town, Trini Style Bacon Shark and Tings, Luchas Tacos, Crunchies, The Blue Brisket, Crunchies Egg Rolls and more, Frio's Gourmet Pops, and Kona Ice. And food trucks will be on site starting at 5 p.m. with concert following at 7:30 p.m. So hope to see you there. Also, a reminder, if you haven't done so already, or maybe you are just thinking of a question now, go ahead and submit those by pressing 0 right now on the keypad on your phone. Also, go ahead and press 7 if you haven't done so already to be added to the city's email list to stay up to date with important information moving forward. So let's go ahead and get our first question in here. This one comes to us from Maria, who would like me to read her question. She's asking, is more parking being planned for Natural Springs?
That is a very common question, popular question. Thank you, Maria. So regarding Natural Springs Park, and please let us know if we're not coming through clearly, parking is being developed. The area closest to the dog park, just directly south of the daycare, is where neighbors currently are parking on the unimproved surface. So we're in the process of developing plans and taking bids and all that to pave that area. Natural Springs Park will likely serve as one of many trailheads in the future, which we'll talk a little more about later, as well as the other additional miles of trails that are being added. We're also working not just on parking, but restrooms, drinking fountains, et cetera, all the things that are important to trailheads. I guess one last thing, we're also not really part of your question, but we're working on playground equipment that's complementary to Natural Springs Park, so it'll be different than what we have at Johnson Park. And I think people will be very pleased with where we're going with our plans there.
All right, well, thank you so much for that first question there from Maria. Let's go ahead and take our first live caller of the night. I'd like to go ahead and welcome Tammy in Annatown Square. Tammy, you're live on the line. Please go ahead.
Hi, I was wondering, there's some land just northeast of Annatown Square that I've been told belongs to the city and will be developed into a park, and I wondered if there's any plans to do that in the near future.
Well, thanks, Tammy. As Councilman Carver said, my name is Mark Marchand, Director of Neighborhood Services. That piece of property was recently dedicated. In the Parks and Trails and Recreation Master Plan, it's considered one of our parks on paper, which means that it's kind of a blank canvas. It hasn't been fully developed yet, so it's on our capital list this year to begin initiating the development of that park. That process will include input from neighbors, so our community will be a part of developing the types of amenities that it will include, how it will connect potentially in the future to our trails, all of those types of things. So we'd ask you to stay tuned as we kick that process off later in the year.
All right, moving right along here. Thanks so much, Tammy. We're going to go ahead and pivot here to our first polling question. So just as I mentioned, go ahead and get your phone keypads out and ready to vote here. So from your perspective, which park is in the most need of enhancement over the next 2 to 5 years? You can press 1 for Slater Creek Park, press 2 for Natural Springs Park, you can press 3 for Gere Park, or press 4 for Other. So again, from your perspective, which park is in the most need of enhancement over the next 2 to 5 years? Pressing 1 on your phone keypad for Slater Creek Park, you can press 2 for Natural Springs Park, press 3 for Gere Park, or press 4 for Other. And again, thank you all so much. We appreciate your participation in these polls as the night goes on. Now let's go ahead and get to our next question here. This one comes to us from Bob, and I will read Bob's question over the air. He's saying, will the city have pickleball courts?
Yeah, this is Dallin Walker. I'm the Park Planning and Development Manager. Yeah, at the direction of council and also with some input from our Parks Advisory Board, there are actually several enhancements identified to happen at Slater Creek Park, and pickleball courts are one of those. As you may be aware, pickleball is continuing to grow in popularity with all ages, but especially with seniors. And we're working on a site plan, and then we'll develop construction documents. Actually, we're going to do all that work in-house. And we are also evaluating the potential to do shade coverings over the pickleball courts. And in addition, next to those pickleball courts, we're looking at putting in a couple of full court basketball courts.
All right. Thank you so much. Let's go ahead and get our next announcement out there for everyone. This one is about Boots and Boom. So on June 25th, come out to Slater Creek Park for a great evening celebrating Independence Day. Enjoy food trucks, vendors, games for kids, fireworks, and more. There will be a performance by ZZ Tex as well as activity kits distributed for the kids. The evening activities will begin at 6 o'clock in the evening, and there will also be a 5K, 1 mile fun run, and toddler trot in the morning. So for all of the specific details and registration there, go ahead and visit our website at annatexas.gov. So with that, we're going to pivot again here to our next polling question. So go ahead and get your phone keypads out and ready to vote again. What features are you most interested in for our updated wheeled park? So previously our skate park. So you can press 1 for concrete pump track, press 2 for rails, press 3 for stairs and drops, press 4 for ledges and benches, or you can press 5 for custom skatable art features. So again, what features are you most interested in for our updated wheeled park? So previously our skate park. Pressing 1 here for concrete pump track. Press 2 for rails. You can press 3 for stairs and drops. Press 4 for ledges and benches, or press 5 for custom skatable art features. So thanks again, everyone, for your feedback there. I want to give a quick reminder, if you have any questions so far that maybe you're just thinking of or you haven't pressed 0 yet, go ahead and press 0 to get those in line. We have operators standing by who are more than happy to help you get your question in the queue tonight. Also, you can still press 7 if you haven't done so already to be added to the city's email list to stay up to date with any important information moving forward here. So let's get our next question up here. This one's coming to us from Thomas in North Point. He's asking, are more sports fields coming to Anna?
Well, Thomas, that's got to be the number one question. Yes. There are many new amenities and sports fields coming to Anna. The parks bond that was approved certainly helped move that forward. We've got additional sports fields. I mean, we just consider all those important to the direction that we're going. But specifically, like with Johnson Park and the enhancements that we did there, we're working on upgrades to existing fields like Slater Creek Park. Bryant Park, which is located adjacent to Bryant Elementary, is currently under design for several practice fields, soccer, maybe some multi-sports fields there too. And then there are a number of other opportunities to add more fields as new development occurs here in the city of Anna, including and as new parkland is dedicated to us through those developments. So without hogging the microphone, I want to let Dallin be able to share some exciting news as well.
Our recreation department is making plans to add additional sports programming, in particular a soccer program that will begin with around U5, U6 that will be housed at the Bryant Park fields. We have both adults and young neighbors in sports, and of course there are opportunities to participate regionally and nationally in travel sports. But timing is going to be very important in adding new sports fields or a sports complex, and economic development is going to play a critical role in that. If we want people to come by the hundreds to Anna to play in major weekend baseball tournaments, for example, we want to be able to have places for them to eat, shop, and sleep. But our first priority is creating facilities that will keep our families here in town and enjoy the sports of their choice.
Mark,
yeah.
I think you've got some other exciting vantage point.
I do. So we were really excited to be able to enhance the fields at Johnson Park, and that project was really successful. The parks maintenance team really works hard to make sure that the fields at Slater are the best they can be, but as with all facilities, at some point they age, and it's time to upgrade those fields. And so with the bond and the direction of council and the advisement of the Parks Board, we'll be looking at several different enhancements. It could include artificially turfing those fields out there, leveling them, new clay, whatever it's going to take. Expanding on Bryant Park and adding the multi-sports and soccer fields, we're really excited about that. From a staff perspective, having parkland that is not activated and is underutilized by our neighbors just simply isn't acceptable. So we'll have new fences coming out there. There's going to be lighting at a particular phase in the future that we'll look up there. Soccer goals that will be out there. So that's the one that neighbors are going to see next in construction. And then as Councilman Carver mentioned, as more parkland comes in, there's more opportunities for us to build additional fields of all types and to stretch those bond dollars as far as
yes.
we possibly can. I want to also mention, when we're talking about sports field, inclusive play has been very important to the council and the community to ensure that all of our kids have an opportunity to enjoy the sports. So that is something that is going to continue to be at the forefront of our minds. There are buddy ball programs and kids that have mobility issues, maybe in wheelchairs. So you design those fields for accessibility, make the baselines the appropriate length and whatnot. So we're going to be identifying those opportunities in the near future too, so we're excited about all of that.
All right. Well, thank you all for the answer there, and great question from Thomas. Let's go ahead and welcome our next caller. We have Craig on the line in North Point as well. Craig, you're live. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. So my question is, and I've heard rumors, so I'm not sure if you guys can confirm or refute those, but I've heard that there are plans to build indoors sports facilities. Are there any truth to those rumors?
Yes, those are real rumors. No. It's Councilman Carver here. As part of the bond money, a recreational center was one of the items outlined that we would like to tackle. It's very early stage, and whenever we get to so just kind of understand the process. The Parks Advisory Board, working with our Parks team and Neighborhood Services team, will begin creating the ideas, accumulating ideas. Maybe some surveys will be done with the community to get an idea of what the community desires, plus the strategic plan, which we just completed about a year ago, and take all of that together and start putting plans, not just architectural plans, but dollar amounts, to it, and we will keep you informed every step of the way. Alan and Mark, do you have any more to add to that?
Sure. So when you're planning a whether it's a recreation facility, indoor sports complex, those types of things, there's as most of our neighbors have seen across the country and other communities, there's a wide variety of options out there. And the biggest challenge for us is to ensure we gather the most accurate information we possibly can so that the council can make a decision and give us some direction on where to start. And that's really, the operative expression is where do we start, and then what are the next phases and how do we grow and expand? Indoor tracks, indoor soccer, basketball, racquetball, all of those types of things were mentioned in the Parks Master Plan. So, as Councilman Carver mentioned, we're in the very early stages of that conversation. We've engaged with the Parks Advisory Board in that. It's a process, and we're looking forward to keeping our neighbors apprised as we reach future milestones in that process.
Thank you, Craig.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you, Craig, for joining the conversation here tonight. I want to go ahead and take our next polling question. So, again, go ahead and get your phone keypads out and ready to give your feedback here. So where do you typically get your information on recreation programming? So you can press 1 for city newsletter, press 2 for city Facebook page or local Facebook groups, press 3 for the city website, you can press 4 for recreation programming postcard, or press 5 if you are not getting information on recreation programming. So again, where do you typically get your information on recreation programming? Pressing 1 here on your phone keypad for the city newsletter. Press 2 for city Facebook page or local Facebook groups. You can press 3 for the city website. Press 4 for recreation programming postcard, or press 5 if you are not getting information on recreation programming. So thanks again, everyone. And before we take our next question, our next announcement we would like to share with you tonight is that our summer rec programming has officially kicked off. So some of our favorites include free summer recess pop-up recreation at the various parks every Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. beginning June 21st, Movies in the Park on June 30th at Slater Creek Park, July 21st at Pecan Grove HOA Park, August 11th at Baldwin Park, and our monthly senior trips. We also offer additional senior, youth, and adult classes, programs, and events. So again, you can check out our recreation guide at www.annatexas.gov/rec guide for details. So again, that website is www.annatexas.gov/rec guide for details there. Now let's go ahead and welcome our next caller here. We have Walter, and actually versus him coming live tonight, he would like me to read his question. So Walter is asking, what is being done in regard to snakes and other safety issues at the parks?
That's a great question. So there's a couple of things to think about. When we're building parks in natural areas, and especially like riparian corridors along creeks, and whatnot, we're encroaching on the habitat of the native critters in our area. So what we do is we think in terms of the safety of our guests to the park as well as the safety of the critters. So education is really important to make sure that people know what to look for, things that, you know, not to touch and whatnot, working with area partners like Texas Parks and Wildlife, some of our master naturalists, to bring programming to our neighbors, and our recreation team kind of leads the charge along with our neighborhood life group to educate folks. So, we're living, trying the best we can to live in harmony with the critters out in the parks. But we want to protect that habitat. We also are looking at things to enhance that habitat, like becoming a monarch way station and encouraging milkweed. Planting native plants. There are migratory critters that we have to consider when we light the trails, that can interfere with migratory critters. So those are things we think about. If you've been to Natural Springs in the evening, you'll notice that the fountain at the top end, the north of the park, it's lit, but the two fountains in the middle pond are not lit, and that's very intentional. But it also kind of ties in with our environmental education program and some of the things that our code compliance folks are doing, like mosquito abatement. We test for West Nile and things like that. In fact, if you've been in the parks, you may have seen some of those traps in the area. So we try to make it all balanced so that we kind of live in harmony with the natural environment.
All right. Thank you so much for that answer. Let's get our next question up here from Rose, who is asking, what types of things is the city doing to protect our parks and natural resources? So kind of bouncing back on that question there from Walter. Go ahead.
Now, this is Dallin. I'll take that one. Environmental stewardship is a critical aspect of having healthy and attractive parks. The city was actually recently awarded the Tree City USA designation for our work to protect, enhance, and expand healthy trees in our parks. We recently hosted the city's first Earth Day celebration. We have coordinated community cleanup days. We've created an internal litter abatement team. Actually, I'm part of that, and that's kind of fun to get out of the office. And initiated an adoption program for our trails in our parks. The city also recently created the Keep Anna Beautiful affiliate program, and we're working with neighbors and area agencies to identify opportunities for blackland prairie preservation, monarch butterfly way stations, as Mark mentioned, and also wildflower areas. In fact, we met last week with a representative from the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension for Collin County to give us some ideas and get a little bit more information on doing some of those programs like the monarch way stations and the wildflower areas.
Got it. Thank you so much. And before we get to our next question, let's go ahead and run another polling question. We want to know, which type of project do you view as highest priority over the next 5 to 10 years? So pressing 1 on your phone keypad for additional sports fields, press 2 for development of trails, you can press 3 for aquatics, press 4 for recreation center, focused on fitness space, or you can press 5 for community center, focused on space for meetings. So again, voting right now, which type of project do you view as highest priority over the next 5 to 10 years? Pressing 1 here for additional sports fields. Press 2 for development of trails. You can press 3 for aquatics. Press 4 for recreation center, focused on fitness space, or press 5 for community center, focused on space for meetings. So again, thank you all so much for your feedback. Let's go ahead and get to our next caller here. I'd like to go ahead and welcome Ruth. Ruth, you are live on the line with us right now. Please go ahead with your question.
Are there any plans for a community garden to grow food?
Ruth, this is Councilman Carver. I must say that I'm very grateful for the churches and charities in our area that work to provide things that the city necessarily doesn't do directly. And in this particular one, out on Highway 5, where Grace Place is, which is one of our local food banks, they have designated area to the public to be able to have a community garden. As a matter of fact, if you go by there now, it's right in front of the malt shop. You can see many, many, many garden plants growing. And Dallin was actually a part of this. So Dallin,
yeah,
wants to tell them.
Yeah, the city assisted with the irrigation design out there and worked with the volunteers who put all of that together. And it was actually amazing to see how quickly those went in from our first meeting with them telling us that they wanted to do it to when it was up and had plants in it, I think was about 2.5 weeks. So, yeah, we don't have any immediate plans for a community garden, but that is a community garden, and it is meant to be run and cared for by volunteers, and will provide for those who need the food most.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ruth. Really appreciate that question here. Let's go ahead and take this next question coming in from Heather. I will read her question. She is in West Crossing. She's asking, are more trails being planned in the city?
It's Councilman Carver again. Yes. As a matter of fact, trails were a significant priority from our neighbors that were identified in the Parks and Recs and Trail Master Plan, which you can find online. The city is currently preparing a major alignment study to identify the trail alignments. I realize these are all kind of big words, but basically just planning on where to put the trails to best connect and interconnect within the city and also give destinations so that it's not just you're not just wandering, you actually have some intentional spots as well as some amenities along the way. Our plans call for approximately 2 years of design work followed by sequential years of construction. However, with all these parks capital projects, if an opportunity to move faster with construction, we will certainly take advantage of it. And I will say, many of our developers working with our planning and zoning try to do their best to align with our master plan and work with our parks as well. So it's a very expensive, very collaborative project, but I would expect that you would start seeing many of these connections happening soon.
And I want to add something to that. We have a park development ordinance that when new residential development comes into the city, they contribute to the recreation amenities to the city. And we actually encourage, especially where there are trails shown on the master plan or even trails within the development, that developers actually construct their own trails so that those funds can be utilized within that particular development. So there are a lot of things online that we've reviewed recently that you'll start seeing very soon.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that answer here. And we do have our last announcement here to share with everyone, and that is that block party season is here. So the block party trailer is available to HOAs or neighborhood associations for free and has all of the supplies for an awesome event. So please, please, please go visit our website, annatexas.gov, under Block Party Trailer to get some more information there. And before we get to our next question here, just another reminder, if you haven't done so already, or maybe you're just thinking of a question now, go ahead and submit those by pressing 0. We've had some great questions so far in tonight's forum, but we'd love to have some more. We'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and press 0 right now to submit those. Also, you can still go ahead and press 7. If you haven't done so already, to be added to the city's email list to stay up to date with important information moving forward. So again, that's 0 for questions and 7 to go ahead and sign up for future email updates from the city. It's a great way to stay up to date there. So let's go ahead and take this next question from Mark. He's asking, we have heard there is a plaza planned for downtown. Where will that be and what will be there?
Yeah, that's a good question. One of our council priorities in the strategic plan, which you can find on the city's website, is identifying a festival street in the downtown area. And with the completion of the new city hall and fire station and the design that's underway to build the new library, which will be on that same campus, there's an area on the north side of city hall and adjacent to Fifth Street where a plaza could potentially be created. There's an overall concept plan that council has evaluated for Shirley Heritage Park also to expand its capacity as a community gathering spot. As our neighbors have seen, the Neighborhood Services Department has been working to bring additional festivals, concerts, fireworks, Christmas tree lighting, etc., to the community, and the goal will be to bring more of those things to our downtown area. We'll have some initial concept renderings for the library to bring to council. This summer it's going to most likely be one of the July regular council meetings. And that's going to help us in evaluating the available space for a plaza before we start developing the concept plan. So we'll know exactly what that space is going to look like.
You have quite a bit going on.
Yes, absolutely. And we actually just got a landscape architect on board that is assisting the design team with that.
Awesome. Great information. Thank you so much for that question, Mark. Let's go ahead and take our next polling question. Would you be interested in attending a homeowner's education course, such as basic repairs, lawn maintenance, or winterizing your home, et cetera? So you can press 1 for yes, let's do it in person. You can press 2 for yes, virtual fits your schedule best. Press 3 if you are unsure, or press 4 for no, that's not something that you need. So again, would you be interested in attending a homeowner's education course, such as basic repairs, lawn maintenance, or winterizing your home? So go ahead, press 1 for yes, you want to do that in person. You can press 2 for yes, virtual fits your schedule the best. Press 3 if you're unsure, or you can press 4 here for no, that's not something that you need. Appreciate everybody's feedback there. Again, let's take this next question from Marsha, who's asking, is the city planning to build a recreation center?
So the answer is yes. Craig asked that earlier as well, but it is most definitely yes. And one of the questions is, how big, what features, what size? Of course, some of the easy ones, indoor basketball, indoor volleyball, a walking track. I know during this time of year, as the thermometer gets more and more red, people ask about swimming and other things that get out from under the sun. All of these things are being considered. The other challenge, if you will, is not a lack of desire to build a rec center, but what size, because our city is growing just exponentially fast. And so anything we build by today's population will be too small next year or 5 years from now. And so we're trying to gauge what we can accomplish. Mark mentioned it being a call, maximizing those dollars. We're very much attempting to maximize what we can build today and be able to keep within our city as our city grows, and look forward to building the next rec center.
All right, thank you so much. Let's get our next question in here from Ben, who's asking, what is the status of the train at Shirley Heritage Park?
Well, so the train is almost fully, completely restored, which is great. Councilman Carver and some other folks actually got it to go up and see it. And Councilman, if you want to describe what it looks like.
Yes, and I'll try to make some of those pictures available. So we've had several train aficionados one Saturday. Morris Schwanke, Eldon Baker, who you often see wearing an engineer's uniform out at Shirley Heritage Park whenever they're showing off the depot. Lee Miller and myself, I feel like I'm missing somebody. And we all went out and actually got to see all of the parts of the train. This train is huge. It was built in the late 1800s. It's massive. And a lot of steel being used in that time. The people who are working on it are thoroughly excited to deliver this to us. One of the challenges we have is we couldn't find any 19th century railroad engineers still working, and so we're trying to build a platform, if you will, a short section of a train track that can handle something of this weight and be able to move it around a little bit for maintenance and other purposes. So it's a big undertaking, but once this is done, this will be a historic event, not only for the city of Anna, but for the state of Texas, because we also hold the oldest still-standing depot. And so people sometimes wonder what there is to do in Anna. On a regular basis, we have people come from all over the nation, all over the world, just to see our historic sites, specifically the train depot and soon the train. Got anything more to add to that?
No, I would say that the train was an integral part of the concept plan that council evaluated for the full build-out of Shirley Heritage Park in the future. And what's really neat about this is with the, having the historic depot is the steam locomotive is going to look like it's pulling into the station. And so we'll have rails installed over there that will make it look like it's coming in. So we're excited about that.
I appreciate all the detail that so many people have put behind this. To really, you know, a lot of people have asked why this. I think once we are done with it, I think people will be able to visualize the impressiveness of this. So I suspect we might even see a few movies and stuff being made around this as well. So thank you, Mark.
Yeah, thank you so much. Great information there and a great question from Ben. I'd like to go ahead and welcome our next caller. We have Chris in Annatown Square. Chris, you're live on the line. Please go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. I have actually two small questions. You're talking about additional ballparks. Will any of those include adult sports like softball or even include the elderly? And then my second question would be, is there a place for the elderly to meet now, or seniors, period, to meet now and do like a quilting square or a sewing club, something, play checkers or something?
Great. You want me to?
Yeah, go for it. Great. I've been hoping somebody would ask about our seniors.
Yeah, for sure. So the answer is absolutely yes. So when we look at adding, whether it's a playground or a ball field, trails, we're always trying to make sure we don't leave any of our neighbors behind and that there's something for everyone to enjoy at all stages of life. We do have adult softball, and Mr. Walker mentioned earlier, we have plans for pickleball, which is very popular with seniors. In fact, we talked to a professional pickleball player out of Florida about what types of things are really important. One of those is potentially putting a shade structure over the pickleball courts, to make it more useful throughout the year. And then I'd also mentioned about inclusive play. So whether it's children or adults with mobility issues, we want to make sure that we provide facilities for them to be able to play sports as well. We had a lot of fun with the beeping Easter eggs during our Easter egg hunt so that folks with visual impairments would be able to participate. So, we are looking at all of those things. We've even had a couple of requests for things like cricket, lacrosse, some of the, I would say, non-traditional sports, at least for this part of Texas, but are becoming more popular. So we are doing that. As far as senior activities, I would encourage you to give our offices a call. We have a lot of programs for seniors in our activity guide for the summer. We have walk and talk programs. We have trips planned where you get on a bus and you go somewhere really neat, museums, and I think there's even a casino trip that's been requested. I may have to chaperone that one,
as long as they share the winnings with you.
Absolutely, that's right. You got to share the winnings. We have potluck dinners. There are craft programs, all kinds of things, and that's growing. So the more feedback we get, the more participation we get, then the more programs we offer. So please do take the time to give our offices a call, and we will work through that.
Mark, you also programs. Have another project that you've been working on. It's not necessarily parks, but you have a task force that has been very busy. I know that she's looking for a lot of indoor activities, and
that's
I think
right.
You might have a solution
that's
to
right.
that.
So the cat's out of the bag. I am, aside from doing neighborhood services and code compliance and parks and recreation, I'm a librarian. And I have a master's degree in library and information sciences, spent a good bit of my career as a library administrator. And so I was really excited when our neighbors decided that a library was going to be important to them. So the council took a wonderful step in appointing some of our neighbors that serve on our boards and commissions, and a couple of neighbors with the Friends of the Anna Community Library. That task force has been very busy visiting other libraries, helping the team decide what type of spaces would be available in our new library, and the types of programs that that library will offer. So, book clubs will be coming. Sewing clubs actually will be a part, we expect, for the library, because makerspaces are very popular. And a makerspace came up as something that was very important to our neighbors during the community input phase. And for those of you who are not familiar with a makerspace is an area that has embroidery machines. Sometimes they have woodworking machines. All kinds of 3D printing is a part of that. All kinds of equipment that sometimes can be cost prohibitive to own for your own home, but you will have access to that. So sewing will certainly be a big part of that, I would anticipate. So great question.
Yes.
Yeah, really great question. Thanks so much, Chris. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so sorry, Taylor. I want to give out that phone number to our recreation team. If you'll call 214-831-5350, it's 214-831-5350, or just call our city offices and someone will help get you connected. But do give us a call.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you so much for that information, guys. And before we go ahead and wrap up our call tonight, we do have one more poll question for everyone to weigh in on, which is, what local government topic are you most interested in discussing next? So go ahead and vote on your phone keypad. You can press 1 for public safety, including police, fire, and EMS services, etc. Press 2 for finance, including the annual budget, procurement, and financial transparency, or press 3 for public works, including streets, water and wastewater, and large-scale city projects. So again, what local government topic are you most interested in discussing next? So pressing 1 for public safety, including police, fire, and EMS services, etc. Press 2 for finance, including the annual budget, procurement, and financial transparency, or press 3 here for public works, including streets, water and wastewater, and large-scale city projects. We really appreciate everyone for taking the time to weigh in on each one of those poll questions. And neighbors, with that, we have officially reached our allotted time tonight. We did receive some great feedback from these instant polls that we ran, and we did answer as many questions as we could. However, if you still had any questions, we do encourage you to stay on until the very end of the call here to leave us a voicemail message. You can simply follow the prompts there. We just ask that you leave us your name and your best contact information so that we have a fighting chance of reaching back out to you. So with that, we sincerely value and appreciate your time. So let me go ahead and ask Councilman Carver to please bring us to the finish line.
Yes, thank you, and thank you everyone for participating. And I'd also like to thank the gentlemen that are sitting with me this evening, our Director of Neighborhood Services, Mark Marchand, as well as Dallin, who has just been incredible about not only on this call, but throughout every day of the week taking care of our city. Before I do my closing remarks, I wanted to share the phone with Dallin. He's got a survey.
Yes, I want to take this opportunity to mention the Wheeled Sports Park survey that is currently on the front page of the city website. If you have, if you yourself or your kids or you know anyone who is interested in skateboarding, rollerblading, anyone who would utilize a wheeled sports park, if you would please direct them to the front page of the city's website, which is annatexas.gov, and that Texas is spelled out. Yeah, it's a very short survey, but we are very, very interested in all of the input from our neighbors that we can get. Thank you, Stan.
Yes, and thank you. This has been, the skate park has not only been a personal interest of mine, which is actually why I joined the Parks Board years ago. I wanted to see more than just a few ramps, or wanted to see something that would really encourage skaters from all over. I hope that we'll also be able to add a pump track in the near future, but I think we'll find many other activities between now and then to keep our youth engaged here in the city, as well as adults that still do the sport. I want to thank everyone for the poll tonight, the town hall meeting tonight, and all the participation. Our parks, our neighborhood services are all very busy. We have an entire program through the summer for the whole family. Lots of fun, lots of music, lots of entertainment, and of course, a little bit later this summer, we will celebrate the Independence Day, and it's always a great turnout to not only have a good time, but meet your neighbors and celebrate our freedom. I want to thank the City of Anna for giving me the opportunity to serve on City Council, and I also want to thank the City Council for giving me the opportunity to be the Parks Liaison. This is tremendously fun, and couldn't do it without all of you. So thank you very much, and I hope you have a wonderful evening. God bless us all.